Jane Zinder Merrill. She is the Kids Count and Michigan Project Director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tony.
I purposely scheduled you a little bit later so we were able to get you a little more sleep this morning.
I appreciate that, Tony. Thank you.
The Michigan League for Human Services is a statewide nonprofit, nonpartisan research and advocacy organization, and they're dedicated to achieving economic security for all of Michigan. On December 5th, they will be hosting a policy forum in Detroit titled Connecting the Dots Between State Policy and Our Kids. The forum will look at the impact of policy decisions on Michigan's children. The forum will also feature a screening of the Sesame Street special, Growing Hope Against Hunger, and then have a great panel discussion. Tell us about this event and why you decided to put it together.
Well, we wanted to put it together because a lot of people are suffering, and there are policies that we can put in place that would address some of these issues of people who are falling through the safety net and struggling economically. And we are the richest country in the world, and yet we have to create a puppet, a Muppet, to reflect what's happening to our children, because so many children are living in families with income below the poverty level where food becomes an issue. Enough food, adequate food, nutritious food, and we know how vital that is for not only physical development, but for development. So the fact that we have this situation in the country and in Michigan especially is a big concern.
All right, from your perspective, how many hungry kids, how many kids need help with getting more food and proper food in the state of Michigan?
Well, we have over 700,000 children that are depending on food stamps. And food stamps was really designed to be a temporary support for families, but because of the unemployment situation, many families are stuck having to use food stamps in order to meet the shortfall in their family budget. And they're not really providing enough income. If the family doesn't have other financial resources, about $125 a month per person in the family doesn't buy you a lot of food.
From your perspective, the unemployment rate, how much does that affect these kids?
A lot. A lot of our families in poverty are living in single-parent families. And in those families, we know that single parents have a really hard time. In the employment sector, we don't have very good employment policies for parents, particularly single parents. So they really struggle to meet their responsibilities as parents and as workers. Many of our low-income workers don't have health care. They don't have sick days. They don't have vacation days. So when their kids are ill, or they need to take them to the doctor or meet with the school, there's no flex time. So people are really between a rock and a hard place in this economy where workers are really stressed.
All right. You and I have talked about this many times before. Funding was cut for a lot of these services because of the balanced budget. At least that's from the perspective of the administration. And you and I have talked before how there are a lot of tax breaks for a lot of businesses here in the state. And if you talk with folks who support those tax breaks, they say that that allows them to grow their businesses, to hire more people, which in effect should help some of these kids and some of these families. What's your take on that?
Well, we've had a decade of tax cuts, and it doesn't seem to have helped a whole lot turn the economy around. So it doesn't seem as if that's going to be the solution to our economic problems. And meanwhile, kids are growing up. I mean, you only get to be a kid once. And if you miss these critical periods of development, when brains are forming and children are growing, you don't get that time back. We have people that live, you know, another 50 years after their childhood, and if they are not able to function in the world of work, they're in a very bad place. So the fact that we have so many kids in poverty and extended poverty should be a huge issue of concern, and we should be talking about policies to address this.
All right, we've had challenges with policy since the dawn of time. From what can be done to combat this and to have a solution? We've had folks on saying there's always going to be poverty. There's always going to be the poor. Respond to that.
Well, we're seeing more kids in poverty or more poor, and that is a matter of policy. In other industrialized nations in the world, you don't see this same phenomenon. You don't see these huge gaps between the very wealthy and the very poor. Other countries have put a floor beyond which they will not allow people to fall. Basic needs such as health care and food are a given. But in our culture, we seem to feel that it's every man for himself and increasingly every child for herself or himself. And we see more and more children. I look at these stats daily. We see more and more children coming into the foster care system or being confirmed as victims of abuse and neglect, primarily neglect, which has to do with poverty. And this is not a good solution to the problem, to have more children not getting their basic needs met during their growing up years.
Do you believe that the governor and his administration, do you believe that the state representatives and state senators know that we have hungry children that we need to take care of?
I believe that they know, but they don't perhaps have firsthand experience. Many of our legislators, most of our legislators, come from basically pretty secure and comfortable families. I've heard people say, legislators say they don't know people who are on assistance. And my response would be, then you need to know, because these people are your constituents, and we have a lot of poverty, not just in certain areas of the state. I mean, it's everywhere. We have substantial numbers of children. Half the children in the state now qualify for free and reduced price lunch, which means their families have income below 185% of the poverty level, which barely covers basic expenses, if that.
The policy forum titled Detroit Connecting the Dots Between State Policy and Our Kids will be on December 5th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Anatheum Suite Hotel in Detroit. And for folks who want more information about that, Jane, where can they go?
Okay, www.milhs.org. The forum is free, but reservations are requested by December 1st, which is this Thursday. So we're looking for a good discussion, and we have some presentations that will provoke some discussion and commentary.
You know what I find interesting? I've been to the Athenaeum Suite Hotel. It's right next to my favorite restaurant, and that's Fishbones. And I find it interesting that you folks are meeting there. I don't expect you to meet in a dump, but boy, that's a pretty swank place to be talking about people who are hungry.
Well, you have to find a place where there's enough room and where there's parking and all of those issues, and that's where we ended up.
Okay. Jane Zinder-Merrill, she is the Kids Count in Michigan Project Director for the Michigan League of Human Services. Jane, we're going to help you publicize this form. We want to talk again a little bit later on this week and next week, too.
Thanks so much, Tony.